As lion dancers entertained the crowd, the U.S. Postal Service unveiled the Year of the Dog stamp in Honolulu. The design by New York-based artist Cam Mack depicts three stalks of lucky bamboo.
In Chinese tradition, three lucky bamboo symbolize first, bless and luck. Second is long life. Third is wealth. I also include the pasting of the folk characters, and that means blessing and luck.
The late Hawaii artist Clarence Lee designed the first series of Lunar New Year stamps, which featured the animals in the Chinese zodiac. In 2008, Cam Mack began designing the second series, which highlights some of the holiday's customs and traditions that have endured throughout time. The Year of the Dog stamp also includes Lee's original paper-cut dog in the upper left corner. The Postal Service issued the first Lunar New Year stamp in 1992. Among the stamps Mack has designed, his favorite is the one for 2010, the Year of the Tiger. It features narcissus flowers.
It was something that my grandmother would cultivate right before the Lunar New Year. And as a little boy, I always watched her doing it. And the fragrance from that flower always remind me Lunar New Year is coming. And always bring back really fond memory, you know, being with my grandma.
Mack's family immigrated from Hong Kong to America in 1971 when he was 10 years old. His parents worked long hours and low-paying jobs to support the family, his father as a dishwasher in a Chinese restaurant, and his mother in a Chinatown sweatshop. Mack struggled to learn English, growing up at a time when Chinese gangs were rampant in New York City's Chinatown. Fortunately, Mack got involved with a city art workshop, which encouraged inner-city youths to explore the arts. That's when he discovered his passion. Now in his 50s, Mack lives in Brooklyn and teaches painting at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology. He also has illustrated numerous books and authored his own picture book called My Chinatown, 1 Year in Poems. Through an organization called Behind the Book, Mack helps mentor young people and shares what it was like growing up in Chinatown.
A lot of these kids are mostly Latinos and African-American kids in inner city. I had lectured in Brooklyn and in Harlem. And so besides reading them the books, I actually, you know, take them out to Chinatown and have them experience all the things that I experienced growing up. I think it's fascinating for these kids because everything they saw was all new to them. So I just want to stir their imaginations and want them to really learn about other cultures besides what they only know in their own neighborhood.
Whenever he's speaking at community events, Cam Mack says he hopes to inspire people to be proud of who they are and not feel ashamed if they're different. He recalled what happened when he spoke at a public school in Chinatown.
And so after my presentation to these group of kids, and a bunch of Chinese kids came to me very emotional way, "Cam, I'm so happy there's a book that is about me." I say, "Yes, this book is about all of our experiences, our similar experiences." So, and at that moment, I felt really emotional because, wow, the book itself had moved other kids, and they would not feel that they are isolated, that there's actually a book that actually play a very positive light about how they grew up, and there's something that they can relate to. And so I think that's a very positive thing.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.